Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Vachim Perik Beis Mishadal Mishnahei, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Defined Rezivik Hagon Bikar of Mamish. Now the previous two Mishnahs we learned about the two psulim of Chutzlas Manoi and Chutzlam Kaimai. Chutzlam Kaimai is when one of the main avodais, namely Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilach, or Zrika, were done with the intention that either eating of the meat or bringing of the emurim is going to be done outside the proper place from where they're allowed to be. And Chutzlas Manoi is the very same idea that one of these main avodais were done with intention that Haktar Seimur or the eating of the meat is going to be done chutzlas manoi outside the proper time, meaning not within the proper time frame. And both of these, chutzlam kaimai and chutzlas manoi, the carbon is pasul. However, with chutzlas manoi, it's called pigul, and if somebody eats from the meat, he's chayiv kares. Now, we mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah that the only way to pasul a carbon with a machshava of chutzlas manoi to be mefagalit is if that is the only psul involved in no other psulim. So now we continue discussing this. Mishnah tells us, ketzad karav hamatir kimitzvasai. What does that mean that the matir was brought kimitzvasai, and that this is the way to be mefagel the carbon with his thought of chutzlas manoi? So let's say shachet b'shtika. He shachet the carbon b'shtika, which means he didn't have any improper thoughts. However, kibel v'hilich v'zar chutzlas manoi, during either the kabbalah, the halach, or zrika, he had a thought of chutzlas manoi, or sheshachet chutzlas manoi, he shachted with intention of chutzlas manoi, and kibel v'hilich v'zar b'shtika, and the remaining three avodais, he didn't have any improper thoughts, or it could be sheshachet v'kibel v'hilich v'zar chutzlas manoi, it could be with all four of these, he had the improper thought of chutzlas manoi, but he had no other improper thoughts. Zehu shakarva matar. This is what it means, that the matir, that when the blood is sprinkled properly and the only improper thought was chutzlas manoi, the carbon is pigal. Now, ketzad loy karav hamatir kimitzvasai, what's the situation that the matir was not brought kimitzvasai, therefore it's not going to be pigal. So let's say shachar chutzlam kaimai, when he shechted it, his thought was that he was going to, let's say, eat the meat chutzlam kaimai, and then kibul v'hilach v'zar chutzlas manoi. He had a thought of chutzlas manoi during one of the other avodais. Or it could be shachar chutzlas manoi, his thought process during shchita was chutzlas manoi, but kibul v'hilach v'zar chutzlam kaimai, he had a thought process of chutzlam kaimai during kabbalah halach and zrika, or could be sheshachat kibel vihilech vizarak chutzlam kaimai. All of these thought processes were done chutzlam kaimai, and he didn't have any thought process of chutzlam manai. Now, if you more karbanos, hapesach vechatos shchatel shloi lishman. Let's say shechted the carbon pesach or achatos shloi lishma, which you already know that passels the carbon completely, and then kibel vihilech vizarak chutzlam manai. He did kabbalah halach and zrika with the thought of chutzlam manai. Or could be sheshachat chutzlam manai, that he shechted these karbanos with the thought of chutzlam manoi, and then kibul v'hilch v'zark shalai l'shman. The next avodas, he had a thought of shalai l'shma, or it could be sheshachat kibul v'hilch v'zark shalai l'shman. He did everything shalai l'shma. Zehu shalai karav hamatir kimitzvasai. These are the cases that the matir was not brought properly because he had another thought of psul besides for chutzlas manoi, and the carbon is only psul. However, there's no chiv of kares if somebody eats from its meat. Moving on to Mishnah, continue to discuss this. Let's say his thought process was lechol kazayis b'chutz u'kazayis l'machar, that he's going to eat a kazayis Pachutz outside, again that's chutzlam kaimai, and the kazayis tomorrow, which is chutzlas manoi. Or his first thought was kazayis lamachar, and then his second thought was kazayis bachutz. Or kachatzi zayis bachutz ukachatzi zayis lamachar, that he was going to eat half of the kazayis outside and half of the kazayis tomorrow, or the other way around. His first thought was kachatzi zayis lamachar, kachatzi zayis bachutz, half of the kazayis tomorrow and half of the kazayis outside. Pasul v'imba kares, it's pasul and there's no kares. Again, that's because he had another thought process besides for chutzlas manoi. Now Amar Bihuda, Bihuda says that klal, this is the rule. If his thought process of zman, again, that's what makes it pigol, chutzlas manoi, that came before the thought process of makoim, pigol v'chayav anol kares. It's pigol and he's chayav kares. If the thought of chutzlam kaimai came before the thought of time, the chutzlas manoi, pasul v'aim by kares, it's only pasul and there's no chayav kares for eating it. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds tefais lashon rishon, that we only pay attention to the first thing he thought of. So if the first thing he thought of was a machshav of pigol, chutzlas manoi, so it's pigol. If the first thing he thought of was machshav chutzlas manoi, it doesn't make a difference that the second thing he thought of was chutzlas manoi. We only pay attention to the first one. However, v'chamayim l'cham say that no, zev is at pasul v'im b'karis. In both these situations, it's pasul and there's no karis for eating the meat. And again, that's because since according to the chamim, there was another thought other than chutzlas manoi, so it's just pasul and there's no karis. Now let's say his thought process was lechol kachatzi zayis u'lahakter kachatzi zayis. Then he's going to eat half of a zayis and he's going to be makter half of a zayis. And let's say he even had the same thought process for both, that it was going to be chutzlas manoi or chutzlam kaimai. Kosher, the carbon's kosher. Why is that? She'ein achil v'aktar b'tzarfin. Because a thought process of what he's going to do regarding eating it and a thought process regarding what he's going to do regarding the haktara, we're not able to combine them. And since it was only half of a kazayas and the minimum thought that pasuls is a full zayas, so in this situation, according to everybody, it's not pasul. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.